rivalry? You know, what's it like going to Lambeau Field? What is it like from a defensive standpoint when you're going in there to play at Lambeau Field against Aaron Rodgers?
We got to contain Aaron Rodgers. He's one of the best quarterbacks in the league right now, and he shows it each and every week. We just got to go out there and be able to handle him, get pressure on him, keep him in the pocket, and just go out there and win the game.
Do it on a short week. Do players kind of like that because you don't have to sit and think too much? You just get a scouting report and go play?
Yeah, you know, the short week is tough. You know, we just played, 48 hours ago. But, you know, this is what you get paid for. This is what you live for. This. You got to love the game of football to go out there and be able to do it each and every weekend. You know, we just got to go out there, execute our assignments, do your job, and go out there and win the ball game.
Last year, you guys had one of your better defensive performances of the year at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, we did. But, you know, that's last year. And this year, we just got to go out there and do what we do. And that's run to the ball, make big plays, go out there. We got to contain 87 Nelson, and we got to contain Rodgers. And, you know, stop the run, tackle better, and go out there and win the game.
Do you believe there's great momentum and confidence by winning against Atlanta?
Oh, yeah. We never lost our confidence. We had a little rough patches against New England and New Orleans. But, you know, we kept on fighting, and we're going to keep on fighting no matter how long the season goes. And, you know, and we just got to keep on going and keep on going to get where we want to go.
Everson, what impresses you the most about Rodgers when you played
him? He's just a smart guy, man. He's smart. He makes the right decisions, and, you know, he knows where his players are going to be before they know where they're going to be. And, you know, he's just one of the quarterbacks that, you know, he learned from one of the best, Brett Favre, and sitting behind him, it reminds me of seeing Brett Favre play. And, you know, he's just a guy that you could count on day in and day out to do the right thing and find the right guys to get the ball to.
Is this defense better suited to play him? He kind of had his way with us in some regard in recent years with that Tampa 2 type of defense. Is this better suited for him?
Yeah, it's better suited. You know, we can put pressure on him, but we're not going to allow him to sit back there and just pick us apart. And we just got to go out there and do our job, man. It's never about the Green Bay. It's all about us and how we're going to execute on each and every play to win the game. We got to eliminate the mistakes and the penalties, but go out there and move on if you do and allow yourself to play free and not think.
This is your fourth straight Pro Bowl type big time quarterback. Do you learn a few things along the way as you go week by week against these guys?
Yeah, the biggest thing for the D lineman is that we just got to be able to put pressure on them and contain them in the pocket. And especially this guy, we can't let him get out the pocket and get the ball downfield to where he want to go.
Everson, describe the development of Anthony Barr from the time you first saw him in spring.
Oh, he's developing well, man. He's become one of the players you can count on day out. He's out there breaking us down, getting us lined up, and, you know, it's good to see. He's a freak of nature, and if he keeps on doing what he's doing, he's going to be a great player in the NFL.
DBs have talked about how plays against Green Bay can last a couple seconds longer than other teams. Does the D-line take a point of emphasis of trying to shorten as many plays as possible?
Yeah. You know, the biggest thing for us, we got to just contain him, put pressure on him. And if he does, you know, you got the DBs got to be able to plaster him, you know, keep their eye on their work and just allow us to go. If they can hold him for one more second, then we're going to get back there to get a hit on Aaron Rodgers.
How have you handled some of the double team chip-ins that you get from tight ends constantly?
It's frustrating. You know, it's super frustrating, but I can't allow it to affect my game. So, you know, I've been working on it, watching a lot of film and seeing what I'm doing wrong and be able to execute it these upcoming games.
Do you see it as respect, I guess, from opponents?
Yeah, I do. If they didn't know I could rush, then they wouldn't be chipping me this. Let me go one-on-one. But, you know, I've been getting chipped a lot. But, like I said, I can't let that affect my game because I did get frustrated. But I got to allow myself just to be out there and play free.
What does that do, I guess, to the interior guys when you get
somebody else got to go make the plays. You know, somebody else got to go out there and beat their guy to be able to get sacks or, you know, get pressures and get the ball out the quarterback's hand quick.
You got a nickname for Anthony yet? You got one for
– No. No nicknames. A.B.
What is it about, I guess, playing in a